Good morning, and welcome to Rock of Ages. This is Ron LaRusso. We've got a good show today. We've got Phil's pick. Coming up in the next hour, we'll be talking a little bit about Halloween, which is coming up at the end of the week. And we will recognize the moment where rock and roll may have finally grown up.
Almost Famous style.
And the best rock from all eras. 91.5 WMFO.
Untrue. You know that I would be a liar if I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. The time to hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire. Thank you. hesitate is through. No time to wallow in the mire. Try now, we can only lose. And our love become a funeral pyre. Come on, baby, light my fire. Come on, baby, light my fire. Try to set the night on fire.
A little homage to Halloween here on Rock of Ages this morning. That is Bow Wow Wow and I Want Candy. The Doors before that, who were once famously referred to as Hell's House Band, and we did Light My Fire. Well, good morning. Ron LaRussa here with you. It is the last week of October, and Halloween is coming up at the end of the week. I've been watching TV and seeing commercials for costume stores, and they're acting like nothing is going on in the world that would prevent people from gathering for Halloween. And I do wonder, like, will there be Halloween parties, and what's with trick-or-treating? I think it's really a community-by-community thing, but it's really ushering in what is the holiday season, right? Quickly coming up will be Thanksgiving and then Christmas, and all changed this year because of the coronavirus, and it'll be very interesting to see how it all plays out, but hopefully everyone will be safe and still have some good times with family and friends. Well, it is time for Phil's pick. I have to say that since I've moved to this new time slot, Monday mornings at 8 o'clock, we've had some new listeners, and I've talked to several who have heard Phil's pick for the first time, and they really do look forward to this feature, as do I. Every week, Phil from Watertown, my friend, gives us his recommendations for some great recently released rock, and so we'll do that now. Here's Phil to tell us about this week's pick.
Good morning, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Some Days I Don't Feel Like Trying by the Raconteurs. The Raconteurs are fronted by Jack White from the White Stripes and the Dead Weather, also by Brendan Benson, who's a multi-instrumentalist and songwriter. They combine their power pop skills with garage rock grit. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe and be kind.
I've got so much to give. Got a lot of heart. Yeah, only trouble is it's doomed from the
your ghost, lonely and dreaming of the West Coast. I don't want to be your downtown. I don't want to be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, I do believe I'll find myself a new place. I don't.
Santa Monica from Everclear. And before that, we heard Phil's pick for this week, The Raconteurs, Some Days I Don't Feel Like Trying. You're listening to Rock of Ages on WMFO. This is Ron LaRussa here. And this is a pretty big week in rock history. This week in 1975, Bruce Springsteen appeared on the covers of both Time and Newsweek magazines. At the time, it was a pretty big deal. That's when magazines mattered. And it had only happened a handful of times before that. It was a big moment for album rock music, which really started as a kind of counterculture thing, but had become increasingly a big mainstream business. And if you saw the movie Almost Famous, it did a great job of capturing that transition from kind of the garage to the boardroom. Well, Bruce appeared this week in 1975 on both covers. He had just released Born to Run to great critical acclaim, and Time declared him rock's new sensation on the cover. This one's From the River. It had made the rounds as a bootleg and a concert favorite for a couple of years. Then Bruce put it on the record, point blank, on Rock of Ages.
Say your prayers, little darling. Do you go to bed at night praying that tomorrow everything will be alright? But tomorrow's falling number, your number one by one. You wake up and you're dying. You don't know what from. Well, they shot you point blank. up fast. You took what you were handed and left behind what was asked. But what they asked, baby, wasn't right. You didn't have to live that life. When I was gonna be your Romeo, you were gonna be my Juliet. These days you don't wait on Romeos, you wait on that welfare check. And on all the pretty little things that you can't ever have. And on all the promises that always end up point blank. Shot between the eyes. Whoa. I dreamed we were together again, baby, you and me. Back home in those old clubs, the way we used to be. We were standing at the bar and it was hard to hear. The band was playing loud and you were shouting something in my ear. You pulled my jacket off and as the drummer counted four, you grabbed my hand and pulled me out on the floor. Just stood there and held me and you started dancing slow. And as I pulled you tighter, I swore I'd never let you go. Well, I saw you last night down on the avenue. Your face was in the shadows, but I knew that it was you. You were standing in the doorway out of the rain. You didn't answer when I called out your name. Just turned and then you looked away. But just another stranger waiting to get thrown away. Point blank, right between the eyes. Whoa, point blank, right between the three lies. You fell point blank, and shot straight through the heart. Come just another part of it, point blank. You're walking in the sights, point blank. Living one false move, just one false move away. Caught you. Must have shot you in the head. It's point blank. Bang, bang, baby, you're dead.
Reminds me, everything now, everything. again. Can't make it back again from everything now.
The band is Arcade Fire, and that is the title cut from their 2017 album, Everything Now. And before that, Point Blank from Bruce Springsteen and The River here on Rock of Ages on WMFO. Well, I hope you had a good weekend. This is Ron LaRussa getting you started on a Monday morning. I did have a good weekend. I was sitting around the fire pit with my kids on Friday night, and we got to talking about Halloween, and we got onto the subject of scary movies. I think there are two flavors of scary, right? There's conceptually scary, where they kind of get in your head, and then there's just gory stuff. And two movies that really get me are Apocalypto by Mel Gibson and Hostel. Every time I see Hostel on TV, it completely freaks me out. I must change the channel immediately. Well, there's been a new research study, and it has revealed, or tried to reveal, the scariest movies of all time. And they had a very interesting way of doing it. So they used, I guess, reviews and Reddit recommendations, and they picked 50 scary movies for the test subjects to watch. Then each test subject was fitted with a heart monitor, and the movies were played in this like really intense surround sound. And the top five that they came out with in reverse order, number five, Paranormal Activity, you can see that one, Hereditary was four, The Conjuring, Insidious, and the number one scariest movie of all time, according to their methods, was a 2012 movie starring Ethan Hawke called Sinister. Now, I don't even know that one, but apparently there was an average heart rate in that movie of 86 beats per minute, which is like 21 over the normal 65, and there was a spike of 131 at the scariest moment, making it the scientifically proven scariest movie of all time. The band Travis has a new album out, and we will play something from that next here on WMFO.
All the talks we've had over the years, including what you've told me about not using alcohol and other drugs, they stick with me. And believe it or not, they really do make a difference, especially at times that matter most.
Hey, want a drink?
No thanks, I'm good. So thank you, Dad, for talking and preparing me for what's ahead.
Thank you for talking.
For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
I just love the kid in that PSA. I'm not sure she's one bit realistic, but I do love her. Anyway, the band Travis has a new album just released. 10 songs is the name of it. We played the song Ghost a while back. This is Waving at the Window, new from Travis on Rock of Ages.
So this is the take.
are gonna break. I'm gonna take you high, but I'm gonna leave you low. I'm not gonna see you waving at the window. Don't wanna see you waving at the window. I'm not gonna leave you waving at the window.
David Bowie, Ashes to Ashes, which was a sequel song to Space Oddity, and I guess it was the continuing story of Major Tom, who apparently things did not work out so great for, if you listen to the lyrics carefully. And also new from Travis and Waving at the Window here on 91.5 WMFO. Do you know about Record Store Day? Record Store Day is kind of a worldwide celebration of independent record stores and the roles that these stores play in their communities. What they do is they come up with, I guess, special vinyl and CD releases and all kinds of promotional products made exclusively for the day. It started, I guess, 10 or 15 years ago and held every year in April, but of course COVID has changed all that this year. This year it was separated into three separate events. The last one was just this past Saturday, and there were 10 drops, which I guess are records or CDs that are made specifically for the event. One of them was Warren Zevon's greatest hits, according to Judd Apatow, the actor and director. He apparently is a major Zevon fan and actually honors the late songwriter with a tribute show in Los Angeles every year. And he compiled a set of his favorite Zevon tracks for Record Store Day this year. So I thought I'd play something now from Warren Zevon. This is Tenderness on the Block, Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Mama, where's your pretty little girl tonight? Trying to run before she can walk. That's right, she's growing up. She has a young man waiting. She's growing up. She has a young man waiting. Tenderness on the block. Daddy, don't you ask her when she's coming in. And when she's home, don't ask her where she's been. She's going out. She has a young man. Going out, can't keep a young man waiting. She'll be okay, let her have her day. Cause it's a long way, it's a long walk, but she'll find true love and tenderness on the block. It hurts to see her go. She has a mind of her own, you know. She's all grown up. She has a young man waiting. She's all grown up. She has a young man waiting. She was wild. Tenderness on the block. She'll find true love and tenderness on the block. Yeah.
after peeing down in a beautiful being's tent. I love is no other than me alone. For me all day,
the band is Live, and that is All Over You, and Warren Zevon before that, Tenderness on the Block, here, 91.5 WMFO. Ron LaRussa here. We are getting toward the end of the hour. I do want to give a shout out this morning to Kathy in Woodbury, New York, who listens every week while she is working away on the treadmill. She is a big fan of the show. She also happens to be my amazing sister, so thank you for listening, Kathy, again. This morning, as always. You know, this past week was Tom Petty's 70th birthday, or I guess would have been. And on Friday night last week, there was a live stream event featuring a bunch of major artists playing tribute to Tom Petty. Among them, Jason Isbell, The Killers, the Raconteurs, who we heard earlier today as part of Phil's pick on the show. So we'll play some Tom Petty now. This one's called For Real, Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Oh, brother, look what we've become. Oh, brother, could we be so dumb? They set us up like dominoes. I didn't do it for no magazine. Didn't do it for no video. Never did it for no CEO. But I did it for real. Would have done it for free. brother, I've been overrun. Only did it for the way it made me feel. Yeah, I did it for real. Would have done it for free. Yeah, I did it for me. 'Cause it was all it rang true.
The Verve on Rock of Ages, WMFO, Bittersweet Symphony. And we heard Tom Petty, For Real. Well, that brings us to the end of our show today. Ron LaRussa here. Thank you so much for joining me. We do it every single Monday morning at 8 o'clock. A lot will happen between now and the next time we speak. There's Halloween, there'll be the time change next weekend, and we will be one day away from Election Day. So just hang in there, have a good week, a good weekend, and we'll catch you next time on Rock of Ages.
Enjoy new and vintage punk, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, psychedelic, surf, and rockabilly. You'll want to tune into the Desperate Hours with Alex every Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. here on WMFO Medford.